From SGI USA, I'm Cassidy Bradford, and this is Buddhability, the weekly series where I talk with Buddhists from all walks of life about the power we each have to change our lives and the world around us. The year was 2017. I proudly walked across the graduation stage. I'm a sentimental girl, so it was a big moment. I felt so much pride for everything I'd accomplished in college. But then, we walked out the auditorium doors. I got asked, "So, what are you doing next?" I had to push down my worries and say, "Oh, I'm not sure yet. Maybe I'll go into education." My peers were headed to graduate school or landed fancy jobs. I had a summer job lined up as a camp counselor. Don't get me wrong, I loved that job, but it was scary knowing I had no solid plan come August. So today, we're talking about the big unknowns that sometimes come with life after high school or college. Maybe you're a high school senior with a college decision to make. Or maybe you're finishing up college, dreading leaving your friends and starting a new chapter. This week, you shared with us your biggest fears about life after high school. Some of you were worried about financial security and finding a job that would help you support yourself and others. I saw a few folks who were concerned about losing things and people that they loved. At the heart of it, everyone faced a lot of uncertainty about your future. One listener's response sums up the spirit of most of you. They said they were worried about finding a path for themselves in college and in society. If you're on the cusp of a big life transition like high school or college graduation, you might be feeling uncertain about what's to come. Back in 2021, we spoke with Joseph of Texas, who was in the same boat.
So actually in high school, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And it was kind of frustrating because everyone else around me knew what they wanted to do. Except for me, I was just kind of floating through things, and football was my purpose. I played football all throughout high school, and that was my favorite thing looking forward to every day. But then, of course, after senior year, you have to stop playing high school football at a time. So that's when I had to actually start thinking about my life and what I wanted to do. And there was a point where I thought about going to play college football because I had the opportunity, or I could have set myself up to have that opportunity. But because at the time, it felt like it was a lot of effort that I had to do with like paperwork and applications and all that, and putting together film, it was overwhelming for me. So I kind of just let that slide. So I remember it got to my senior year in high school, and all my friends, they were applying for all these Texas universities and getting auto acceptance because of their GPA and all that. And I was just middle of the road, actually a little below that. Basically how I thought about it was, okay, well, all my friends are applying to college. It's kind of a 4-year journey. So I think that'll give me 4 more years to figure out what I want to do. I didn't want to just stop at high school and not know. So I applied to universities. I applied to 7 in Texas and 1 in California. And within 3 weeks, I got rejected by all of them. So it's kind of frustrating because I saw, again, my friends were getting auto acceptance. And I was like, oh, well, this isn't how it's supposed to happen. I was supposed to just get my letter and move on and float through life, if you want to say. But it wasn't until actually I ended up getting onto the university campus in San Antonio, that I figured I wanted to do something with sports and kinesiology because that's what I did all throughout high school. But I didn't really know. Like I went into college with an undecided major.
Although he grew up in a family that practiced Buddhism, he didn't start chanting until he reached college. Through chanting Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, studying Buddhism, and connecting with his Buddhist community, Joseph was able to establish a solid life in college and find his purpose, teaching and coaching football. When he made it to his college graduation, though, he hit another roadblock.
2018 was my big year because I graduated and I was going to start teaching. But because I couldn't pass on that second attempt, it actually became really discouraging. I felt like everything I did that year, everything I was supposed to accomplish, didn't manifest. So I was like, what am I doing? Type of feeling. Like, why am I making all these efforts for other people if I can't win myself? Like, if I can't get my life rolling in the way that I wanted it to. So that's when I was speaking with some Buddhist seniors, and they really encouraged me again back to this point. We have to win no matter what. We have to continue to persevere. If this is something that we said we wanted to accomplish, like just because it's not at the time that we wanted it to, we have to keep fighting for it. So 2019, that was my big focus. Like, all right, this is my year. This is where I'm going to start my career off and get things rolling back in the way that I wanted it to. And on my third attempt, I was able to pass. And I remember it was like 1 month later, I started going on all these interviews. So it was actually my fifth interview at the school that I'm at now that I just felt really comfortable with the head coach that I was interviewing with. And then also the assistant principals and my co-teachers in the science department. That just really made me feel like, okay, this is somewhere where I can be comfortable, but also learn and develop and start my career. And it was all from my chanting, honestly.
Buddhist philosopher Daisaku Ikeda has offered some really warm encouragement to those who are figuring out what they want to do after school. Life is long. The real result of your daily efforts will be revealed in your 40s, 50s, and 60s. So it is important that each of you find something, it doesn't matter what, with which to challenge yourself while young. Regard youth as the time to study and train yourself. We each have a unique mission that only we can fulfill. But that doesn't mean you should simply wait for someone to tell you what yours is, doing nothing until then. It is fundamental that you discover your mission on your own. Precious gems start out buried underground. If no one minds them, they'll stay buried. And if they aren't polished once they've been dug out, they will remain in the rough. All of you have a rare jewel in your lives. You are each like a mountain concealing a precious gem. What a shame it would be to end your lives without having uncovered this inner jewel. So when parents or teachers tell you to study hard, they're saying in effect, unearth the jewel in your life and polish it. Of course, studying is but one means by which to reveal your inner gem, so please don't evaluate yourselves based solely on the grades you get. Human potential is not so limited that it can be measured merely by one's aptitude for rote learning. It has been said recently that one's emotional intelligence quotient can be more important than one's IQ. This attests to the importance of such broad-ranging human qualities as empathy and a fighting spirit, which no IQ test can gauge. For this reason, it is foolish to think that your grades at 16 or 18 will determine the rest of your lives. There's much more to human potential than that. The problem is when you fall into the trap of thinking that grades are the be-all and end-all and decide that your present grades doom you to a less than bright future. If you think this way, you will keep yourselves from nurturing those abilities you have. If you give up on trying to mine the gem in your lives, your development will cease. This is something to avoid at all costs. Some get accepted at universities but fail to work hard once there. Others stop striving for personal growth after entering a big company or becoming bureaucrats, doctors, or lawyers. Some people, achieving the careers they aimed for, forget the spirit to work for others. Such people give thought only to what they want to become, not to what they can contribute to society. Actually, achieving such goals is just the beginning, not the final destination. People should constantly strive to unearth the jewel in their lives and polish it. There are countless examples of people who did not stand out in high school, but who struck a rich deposit of hidden potential when they entered society and gained life experience. Therefore, getting a job is just the starting point in uncovering your true ability. It is absolutely not the final goal. There is no need to be impatient. It is important that you make your way up the mountain of life steadily, without rushing or giving up. For those of you who have already decided what you want to do in the future, I would like for you to forge ahead purposefully. You mustn't be half-hearted. When you pursue something with a strong determination, you will have no regrets, even should you fail. And if you succeed, you can achieve truly great things. Whether you fail or succeed in achieving a specific goal, your steady efforts will lead you to your next path. For those of you not yet decided on your future course, please concentrate your energies on what you need to accomplish right now. You will discover your path as you keep searching, chanting earnestly to find your direction and seeking advice and guidance from those around you. Joseph's experience shows that through effort and patience, we can discover our unique path. That path, however, isn't always straightforward. Maybe right now you're realizing what you studied isn't actually what you want to do. Louise of California got an undergraduate engineering degree, but soon realized she wanted to go in a completely different direction.
And this time I really chanted about just becoming happy. You know, that whole time I was just chanting. I didn't really know what to chant about. I was chanting just to be happy. And I decided that I want to go to business school to get into marketing. Because what I was told is that you're an engineer and you have an engineering degree, you really can't get into marketing. And honestly, your GPA was below a 2.5 when you graduated, you're not going to get into a top business school. Mm-hmm. So like, you might want to rethink it. And so, you know, I really started chanting. Like, I just saw so much actual proof in my life. I was like, you know what, I'm going to make this happen too. So I ended up, you know, getting accepted to USC and getting my MBA while I was working at Mattel, and I was actually able to transition into marketing.
In both cases, these Buddhists use their practice to bring out their enlightened self, which we refer to as Buddhability on this show. This enlightened nature is characterized by limitless courage, wisdom, and compassion. It's inherent in our lives, and we tap into it by chanting Nam-myo Hodenge Kyo. Luca, an actor from California, used to let his worry about auditions and achievements consume him. But through chanting Nam-myo Hodenge Kyo, he developed a solid sense of purpose and self-worth that was no longer swayed by his failures nor his successes.
It goes back to your sense of worth, of self-worth. And if you don't have it strongly, then even benefits like this will actually, destroy you. So with that, good thing, again, I had the practice in place. And so I kept making causes, even when I don't feel it. I'm waking up in the morning and I'm, you know, I said I was going to go visit this young man and chant with him at 6:30 a.m. in Brooklyn. So let me, you know, get up and go, you know, and through these things, through these things, I never sank. And little by little, I found my sense of purpose. And I have a vow, a strong pledge that I will maximize my life. I will be happy and I will be fearless and I will have this career as proof of this practice, but I'm not an actor anymore, first of all, meaning I am an actor more than ever because of this. But my value doesn't depend anymore solely on these credits, which there have been many after.
Luca shows that through developing our inner life, we're able to fully enjoy whatever path we're on. Some of you listening might be coming up to some big decisions in your life, and maybe you're worried about making the wrong choice. So I'd like to share this piece of encouragement from Daisaku Ikeda that I return to again and again. Nothing is irredeemable in youth. Rather, the worst mistake you can make when young is to give up and not challenge yourselves for fear of failure. The past is the past, and the future is the future. Keep moving forward with a steady eye on the future, telling yourselves, I'll start from today. I'll start fresh from now, from this moment. This is the essence of Nichiren Buddhism, the Buddhism of true cause, the spirit to start from the present moment. This is the heart of chanting Nam-myo Hodenge Kyo. True success or failure in life is not apparent until one reaches one's 40s or 50s. My experience after nearly 70 years of life has taught me how to clearly recognize the human patterns that determine victory and defeat. Do not despair or grow impatient over transient phenomena. Life is long. Even if you have problems, even if you have done things you regret or have made mistakes, your whole future still lies ahead of you. Although uncertainty can be scary, the folks we heard from today really illustrate the guidance from Daisaku Ikeda. Put one foot in front of the other, and your path will naturally open up. The key is to continue chanting Nam-myo Hodenge Kyo and never give up on yourself. check out the show notes for today's episode if you'd like to listen to the full interviews with Joseph, Louise, or Luca, or you can do a deeper dive on the writings I shared from Daisaku Ikeda. To get connected with a local Buddhist community, you can reach out to us at connect@buddhability.org. And for next week's episode, we'd like to know your favorite song with a Buddhist message. Until next time, thanks for listening.